The European Union is investing more than $4 million to research the use of insects as a protein source for humans. Terry Schultz traveled to the Netherlands, where the Dutch appear to be ahead of the curve on bug dining.
Diners who merely flit over the menu at this Dutch restaurant are sometimes shocked when their plate arrives. Owner Mark Kassick chuckles.
They just read the first two things of the whole sentence, and then the last word is actually the insect crumble.
Insect crumble? Who would want to see crumbled insects on their plate next to their antelope quiche? Evidently, the hundreds of people who swarmed to Kassick's spectacle restaurant in Haarlem, the Netherlands last month to partake in two special bug buffets, both sold out.
The crispy cricket.
Spectacle's head chef, Michiel den Hartog, is in the kitchen assembling the crispy cricket concoction with the special care due any delicacy.
So I put the curried mayonnaise on the plate, and then I put the crocodile pie on it, and then we put on the fried crickets.
Den Hartog's not above sampling as he cooks. Nor inducing me, a lifelong vegetarian, never more devout than at this very moment, to reluctantly intensify my research for this story.
Just eat it.
The dishes receive rave reviews throughout the packed restaurant. Biologist Twan Laser is enthusiastic about every course, capped by the dessert, warm cake. That's warm cake with candied worm topping.
How is it?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Can you feel the bugs?
Mm-hmm, of course, and it tastes very good.
Enjoying a boys' night out is a table of exterminators who have a wee bit of trouble leaving behind their day jobs.
What, are you still moving?
Kill me.
Kassick says he doesn't want Spectacle to be known as just the bug restaurant, but he does keep one insect item on the menu at all times, and he admits the special all-insect evening gets him lots of buzz. And the customers, too.
It is the fear factor, and it is the gimmick that they try something like that.
Not to mention pay more than $70 per plate for the privilege. An hour east of Haarlem at Wageningen University, scientists are taking exactly the opposite approach, trying to make eating insects less exotic, more normal, and cheaper as a food source. PhD student Dennis Onyx is checking out his mealworms living in the cricket lab. Onyx says his research into how the worms metabolize even a waste product diet shows how superior insects are as a protein source, better than beef cattle or sheep.
So you can produce more food for people with less input, it's good food, and it's better for the environment.
Dr. Arnold van Hoos, head of Wageningen's entomology department, is one of the world's premier experts in entomophagy, eating insects. He believes the rising price of meat will help change diets.
If your Big Mac is going to cost about $100 and the Buck Mac will cost only $4, people will change to a Buck Mac.
Van Hoos says the challenge is to make it delicious. That's where Marianne Peters comes in. For years, she's been active in trying to bring edible insects to consumers' tables. And Peters says the first commercially available bug sandwich will be out soon, a wrap filled with insects and peas.
People liked it. 90% want to have it on their daily menu in the restaurant. And now we're upscaling the production and bring that to the market.
But back at Spectacle Restaurant, Gerard van Dijk isn't quite satisfied with his dinner. He's complaining about the worms. The lack of worms.
But you don't see the worms in it. It's just a little bit of worm.
Wait. Waiter. There's not enough fly in my soup? For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.